Bash On. This is Dev Speaks. I'm your host, Chris Austin. And with me today is Kale Balazar, who is a practitioner of EFT. Welcome, Kale.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
Absolutely. So EFT, what is that?
EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, or another thing that it's called is tapping.
Tapping?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This is completely foreign to me. Maybe some of our listeners are as uninformed as I am. Could you please give me an in-depth education?
Let's see here. So it, simply put, it's a incredible technique for lowering stress, anxiety. It works for all different, but we tap on meridian endpoints. So it's taken from Chinese medicine, right? If you're familiar with acupuncture, right, where they put needles in, it affects the whole channel connecting to the organs and can calm the whole system down.
Like anxiety or
yeah, so it can help with anxiety, fear, phobias. It's been used and clinically shown to help PTSD. And it can also help with things like worry, your day-to-day, but also limiting beliefs or things that are blocking you from pursuing your dreams.
You know, the word tapping can somewhat ambiguous. I mean, you're really knocking these guys out, or is it a mild tap?
Yeah. So you're just, these points, there's an actual sequence and it starts here at the top of the head. So we're just gently tapping with four fingers and you're vibrating the bones.
Oh my God.
So you're just creating a mild vibration. And at the same time you're tapping, you're bringing your attention to maybe what the concern or worry or area that you're dealing with and the emotion and where it is in the body. So there's actually, we begin by tapping on the side of the hand, the pinky side of the hand, and you start with a setup statement. So actually, can I ask you, is there anything that you're dealing with right now? I know it's, you know, we're all dealing with a lot of concern and worry in the world. And
yes.
Is there anything up for you? You don't have to say it specifically, but you could think about it and notice it.
Okay. Will I lose my hair?
Is that really your concern? Your biggest worry right now?
I mean, it's kind of down the list. But I just noticed today, like, holy cow, each side's having a race to the back of my head.
Yeah, so a little concern about your hair loss.
Yes.
So, and what's the emotion that comes up when you think that?
I don't know. Worry? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so you would start out, the tapping setup would be, we do this three times on the side of the hand, is even though I have this worry that I'm going to lose my hair.
Okay.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay, so it's not going to stop hair loss.
Well, no, it may or it may not. If the worry, because actually worry can cause hair loss, you know, heat coming up in the body. So, but it can definitely help with the worry and the perception that it's a problem.
Well,
so you can get at peace with it.
So is this kind of a one-time thing, or is it progressive throughout multiple treatments, or how does it progress?
Well, what I love about it is that it's the one therapy I know that you can take into your own life, you know, where you might go see a counselor or someone to work on something. But EFT, you can actually bring into your day-to-day life. And as concerns, worries, issues, things get in the way, blocks, limiting beliefs, you can tap on them right then and there and decrease the emotional charge from it.
I see.
So when we're in a state of distress, right, or we're in a state of panic, we're not thinking clearly. We go into our primordial brain, that fight or flight part of the brain, and we're just in a state of survival. So we can at any moment start to tap on these points, and with or without the statement, if you're in the middle of the experience of it, you don't even need to say the words. You can just tap, and it actually starts to lower cortisol.
Okay.
So they found in a triple blind study that it lowers cortisol significantly compared to talk therapy or relaxation techniques.
Wow.
So it's incredibly quick and effective.
Yeah. Do you know why it does it?
Well, these So the points, these are meridian endpoints, mm-hmm. kind of like when they put acupressure needles in,
okay.
right? So that connects with channels of energy. So I look at it like that it's liberating the intelligence and information that's in these channels. So when we have limiting beliefs or we have blocked emotions or past events, right? They've shown that people with traumatic past experiences are more likely to get certain illnesses later in life,
mm-hmm.
right? And so when we can tap into these and we can remove interference in the system.
Okay.
So it starts to move the energy in the system and interferences that are in the way of the full flow of energy through our bodies.
Interesting. Well, you know, before we get too far along, the tie-in with Dove is you are going to offer this to domestic violence survivors. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be my third class with them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And when is this upcoming class?
The class is on, it starts on November 5th. It's mm-hmm. a Thursday. And I think we decided on 4 to 5:30
okay.
as a time that would probably be good for most people.
Okay.
And it's a 4-series class. So we're going to do it 4 consecutive Thursdays. Yeah.
So,
except for Thanksgiving.
Okay. So for listeners out there, if you didn't get all that, you can always go to the Dove website. That's vashondoveproject.org. And they'll have all the details there. But yeah, that's, and I'm sure, you know, we've had other Dove members on in earlier shows. And they have said there's this, you know, the pandemic has produced a spike of their services because yeah. people are now kind of trapped in with their abuser or someone that was kind of on the verge of being an abuser in good times has now revealed themselves. So I'm sure this is going to be a wonderful program for them. How would this class be taught? I mean, do clients need to bring a mat or you
yeah
sit?
No, well, at this time we're gonna not be in person. We'll be doing it on Zoom.
Oh, of course.
So
Duh.
Yeah, so we did one in the spring on Zoom and it was amazing, and even on Zoom created a lot of intimacy and connection and people felt very safe.
Oh, good.
You can, and if you don't want to share during the class, you don't have to. You can still get the benefits and learn the techniques because there's, you know, it is emotional freedom technique. So there's a basic setup and technique for it. But throughout the class, we learn many different ways to use tapping.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
What can, you know, people have, let's say, taken the class, and is this kind of a lifelong thing, or do you need refreshers, or does the technique change, or how does this, how do you use this going forward?
Yeah, I mean, after the class, once you've learned it, my hope and, you know, my intention is that people have it as a tool that they can use to self-regulate, to care for themselves,
mm-hmm.
To create more ease and decrease stress in their life in any moment. So, you know, if there's something big, like a big, we don't go into big T traumas
mm-hmm.
during the course. So it's more helping for our day-to-day, but it can also help for past events. But if somebody wants to go and work on those big traumas, they can do a personal one-on-one session with me.
Okay. How long does we know how long the class is, but if I'm doing this at home, how long generally would I tap?
Yeah, it can be anywhere 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. It could even be just a couple rounds, which might take, I don't know, 6 minutes.
Okay. And when you say a round, is that different parts of your body?
Yeah. So there's... You want to learn the points? Would that be useful?
Well, sure.
Okay. Well, go ahead and take a little, just, you can check in with your breath and just notice your state of being right now so that you can get a little result and for those listening too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, so the setup is on that side of the hand. We're not going to do that, but we'll just start with the top of the head.
Okay.
So tapping, you want to tap along with me, Chris?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That so is hitting my hair. If any falls out, you're being held responsible.
It'll help. It'll help. I bet you'll won't be so worried about that hair at the end. And then tapping here between the brows. So just where the eyebrows come together, okay. lightly vibrating right. those points. It's kind of amazing the impact. And you asked about tapping. You could even just find one of these points
mm-hmm.
and it would make a difference.
Do people have a favorite?
People tend to like different points. They might have, the next one is the side of the eye.
Okay.
So just vibrating that bone there. So people tend to find that they have a point maybe that they really enjoy.
Okay.
So then they can just tap on that point or stay there longer. And then coming here under the eye, following that bone.
All right.
Next point. And the next point is under the nose.
Okay.
Do you feel kind of silly tapping?
Well, it's the people watching us from the sidewalk.
Exactly. But you know what? EFT is so common now and well known. Tap. And the next one is on the cleft of the chin.
Okay.
But it's so well known and common that if I'm out in public tapping, which I often am, people walk by and they're like, oh, EFT.
Oh, no kidding.
So, yeah. So it's becoming more known and more accepted.
So are most of these on the head?
Well, yeah, we have a couple more under the collarbone.
On the collarbone,
okay. So tapping on both sides at the middle of the collarbone.
Okay.
And then tapping under the arm, just like a hand's width under the arm. You could just reach around.
That's pretty tender. The ribs for me.
Yeah.
Huh.
So that might mean some congestion there in that meridian or that point. So that might be a good point for you.
So. Okay.
Are you noticing anything?
Just I think I got more hair. I guess.
We'd need to do a little more, Chris. We'll have to do it.
You know, I'm under pressure. You feel better.
And people walking by watching you.
Yeah. Oh, it's him again. It's the weird guy.
Yeah, doing things
in there. Yeah, I get that
a
lot.
Uh-huh.
Well, what else? I mean, does this technique kind of dovetail into some more complicated or more involved techniques?
There's
standalone.
So it's emotional freedom technique. So what we've done when I talked about the basic setup, whatever it is, I deeply and completely accept myself, right? That setup, and then tapping through the points. And these points are known as the reminder points. So we're just reminding the body what we're working on. And so it just tends to, what people find, it starts to lower that emotion for them. And it's kind of amazing how quickly it lowers that. And so that's kind of the basic technique of EFT. And then there's other ones that you can learn that are connected to EFT. Like something called Tell the Story is one where you would actually, if there's an event, because sometimes we have events that we keep looping around and around about, right? They could even be 10, 20 years ago, and we're sort of still rehearsing them in our heads. So you can actually tell the story of the event and tap on it as you go, as you get to spikes in the event that have some emotional intensity. And the idea is that you could go back and think about the event. The event still happened, but you're not triggered by it.
Oh, okay.
There's not a charge anymore.
Yeah.
So you can actually heal that emotional trigger from the event.
Well, that would be very helpful for a lot of situations.
Yeah. Imagine the impact on your relationships.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's very, makes a big difference.
So can they do this? Can they go to these sessions outside of this stuff? I mean, if somebody said, hey, I don't want to wait till November, I want it now.
Yeah, they could come see me. I'm doing sessions on Zoom right now.
Okay.
So.
And where would that be?
That would be, they could go to my website.
Yeah. What's that?
It is AyurvedaSeattle.com.
And Ayurveda is, how's that spelled?
Yeah, AyurvedaSeattle, Seattle, Ayurveda.
Okay, and that's an Indian form of medicine?
Yep. It means the science of life and longevity from India. Yeah. So this technique actually fits really well. So I've brought it into that practice. I've been doing that for about 20 years, and I've brought in EFT in the last 10 years because Ayurveda is all about getting to the root cause of the issue. And often the root cause of what people are experiencing is based in their emotions.
Okay.
So can I give you a little example?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I had a client come in, and this was just so quick and profound. I always think of it. But she came in for an Ayurvedic consultation, and what she was dealing with was palpitations in her heart and pain in her heart. So within a few minutes of that, I just said, well, you know, how about we do a little bit of tapping? Because I had a sense that there might be some underlying emotional trigger for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started tapping, and almost instantly she remembered something that she'd forgotten. So that's the other thing is when we tap on these points, we tap into our subconscious mind.
Ah.
So memories or information might come up that we weren't thinking about or that we didn't even know was connected to what we're tapping on. Like she had no idea, but she remembered that her neighbor, when she was a kid, she remembers going out and seeing her neighbor had had a heart attack and was wheeled away in an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she had this dreadful fear that she was going to get a heart attack and leave her children without a parent.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And so we just started tapping on that fear and tapping on that memory. And, you know, within about 10 minutes, the palpitations and pain in her heart were down about 95%.
Oh, my goodness.
And then when I saw her back a couple weeks later, it was completely gone.
Oh, wow. That was fast.
Yeah, it's really fast. It's incredible.
Holy cow.
And we all have access to it in our own fingertips.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
So you mentioned you've been doing it for 10 years. How long has the technique been around, kind of form? It's probably been around for thousands of years, I'd guess. But how long has it been called EFT, maybe?
Yeah, I think about 30 years, maybe.
Okay.
I don't quote me on that, but it was founded by Gary Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And he was studying under a psychologist, a doctor, Dr. Callahan.
Mm-hmm.
And he, Dr. Callahan had a really hard client that was allergic or afraid of the water, like deathly fear. She wouldn't take a shower. She was so scared of water. And he'd done everything and she'd been through all this talk therapy and he didn't know what to do with her. And then he came across this idea of the meridians and the acupressure points.
Mm-hmm.
And he found a point that specifically related to what she was dealing with. And he thought, well, I'll just try it. And they were working outside near a pool and he had her tap on this point and think about water.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just said, you know, after 5 minutes or so, she said, I'm not afraid anymore. And she actually demonstrated this by getting into the pool.
Wow.
Yeah. So Gary Craig started learning this from him and he realized, oh, we don't have to just tap on specific points, that all these points, you know, when tapped in a sequence can have a benefit and that we can even just find one point.
Yeah.
It feels good. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure her husband was very happy that she was not afraid to take showers.
Yeah, I bet. Good point.
Now, just to reiterate, you're offering this class November 5th at 4:30. Oh, I'm sorry, 4 to 5:30.
I think 4 to 5:30,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And listeners can check that out at vashondubproject.org. And is there a number limit of how many people can be on this Zoom call?
You know, we have limited it in the past, and I don't know. I think we said 20 or 25.
Mm-hmm.
I think it
okay.
was 20 last time. We wanted to keep it a number that we could just feel connected. Yeah.
And do you have to be involved with Dove to do this, or can anybody that hears this broadcast
can
do it?
Anybody can contact Dove. Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yeah, and it's a free class.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's another
Through
important
Dove,
part. Very
right?
free class. Right. So that's very generous of you to offer that for Dove clients. Anything else you'd like to say? Go Seahawks? Anything?
Go, of course, go Hawks. But I just again want to just share the different things because I don't know if I listed them all.
Oh, please do.
Of things that people might want to get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
So pain mm-hmm. reduction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or completely getting rid of pain that's been there for even a long time and even ones that have medical diagnosis for them. People have actually, after years and years, gotten out of pain doing EFT.
Boy, that's nice.
Yeah. Also, you know, if you have procrastination, might be something like that you're dealing with. This can be very helpful.
I will deal with it tomorrow. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fears, phobias, worries, addiction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, or cravings.
Yeah.
Can actually, that's one of the things that we do in the class is we work on, you know, just as an example of what it can do, because that's something that's really quick. If you have a piece of, what do you crave, Chris?
Oh.
What's your craving?
Right now?
In general.
Truly's, that hard seltzer.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Been going bananas for that stuff.
So you can actually put that, but we could tap that craving away.
What? No, fortunately, I am not addicted to anything crazy like cigarettes or meth or anything.
That's great. That's a tough That's good one. To know.
Yeah.
So. You know, what was the other thing I was thinking? There's a big one. Oh, insomnia.
Oh,
that's a big one for people. Yeah, yeah. So people really get a lot of benefit.
And, you know, and sleep is so restorative. Having not getting it is so important.
Yeah.
So that's a great use of that.
So EFT is great for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anything that sort of keeps us up at night, you can tap on it.
Well, yeah. Well, especially, I guess it's twofold. I mean, if you're worrying less, you're sleeping more.
Yeah.
So it's very good.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Chris.
Yes. Well, nice of you to come. And again, thank you for offering this to the Dove clients. And again, it's a Zoom call, November 5th, and it's from 4 to 5:30. More details at the Dove website.
Yeah. And just to say again, it's a 4-class series. So we'll learning it together over 4 sessions.
Nice. Except for Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
You're on your own.
But it's helpful. Oh, well, maybe we won't be coming together so much, but Thanksgiving and family stuff, we might need some
maybe
tapping.
Start with family stress.
Yeah.
Get that in first.
For sure. Tapping on that stuff.
All right, Vashon, this episode will air, let's see, it's going to air the 20th of October and the 27th. So, and after that, we'll have a new episode. So, Kale, thank you so much. And once again, if people want to know more about your website, that was?
Ayurveda Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can they just look your name up?
They could, yeah.
Kale Balazar. Kale,
that might be hard, too. Balazar is not any easier than Ayurveda. So, AYURVEDA, Seattle. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, listeners. And we'll be back with a new show in 2 weeks. All right. Bye-bye.